This is the BBC.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our listener Lindsay comes on and tells us that she started a brand new relationship at work. Then we hear your relationship at work horror stories. Innuendo Bingo with Ian Sterling, the voice of Love Island. And Danny Howard reveals he's managed to sort out something incredible for Chris in Ibiza. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon. BBC Radio 1. Have you good at Scott here? Yeah, Chris?
You're right.
Yeah, I've got a million men around me just trying to fix things, but it's all good. They know what they're doing.
A couple under the desk there.
There is a couple under the desk, yeah. But it's all going to work fine. And you at home will not be able to notice anything at all.
It's all fine. It's hump day. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's what?
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. I think you said it's hump day. No, that was yesterday.
No, I said it's all good.
All right.
I'm going mad.
Yeah, I am. So we've got Ian Sterling coming in today. He's a very funny man. A comedian. Someone's actually been on saying that they've just booked tickets for his tour in March. I mean, his tour's probably going to go quite well now after being on Love Island.
I like that people are messaging as well, wanting him to say certain things. It's kind of obvious when you've got the voice like that to want to hear certain things that he says.
Yeah, if you want him to say anything, I'm sure he'd be up for it.
One of them's a really odd request.
What?
Someone tweeted me earlier, was like, can you please get him to say... And I'm thinking, if you've got one chance at getting him to say anything, why this?
He's right.
In his Love Island voice, pervert... As in, like, Puddervert or something. I'm not sure how or why she wants it, but surely we can provide.
Anything else? 81199. He's on at 1:45.
In today's challenge, the boys and girls are going head-to-head in a giant game of spin the bottle. Guess who emptied that bottle last night? I'll give you a clue. He's got a Scottish accent, a sore head, and he stinks of cava. Anyway, girls are up first.
This is BBC Radio 1.
People are asking Ian Sterling to say some really weird things. But let us know, because obviously he's like from the most famous voice in the UK at the moment. We need to ask him, do you reckon he gets stopped in shops? And obviously, like, a lot of people maybe don't recognise his face, but then they hear the voice, they're like, oh my God, it's you.
That's true. And sometimes he must really put it on for his own benefit.
Yeah, I would. Mean? I totally would.
If you had that voice, because it is his voice, but it's obviously slightly exaggerated, right?
Yeah, he's a very funny man. He's a very funny comedian. We'll meet him at 1:45 today, Ian Sterling. Ollie just wants him to say the word scrumptious. Yeah. Some of these I'm not quite sure if they're allowed or not. Do you know what I mean?
If I was going to get him to say anything, what I'd do is I'd put my own name into one of those Love Island situations, you know? So it could be like as if you're in the villa. I think that's the best thing that you could really be doing.
That's Alex Adair and Make Me Feel Better. There is a person that has only ever texted Radio 1 about this song. That's all they say. There've been, I think, 6 or 7 texts now just saying that...
They're not that keen,
so I'm expecting another one any second now. Here's Bruno Mars and David Guetta, Versace on the floor, and then Ian Sterling, Innuendo Bingo. Let's take our time tonight, girl. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. I don't find the end of that song pleasing at all. It's just weird how it ends. That's Bruno Mars and David Guetta, Versace on the floor. Hello, Ian Sterling.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
Welcome to Radio 1.
Welcome. Are people coming up to you a lot at the moment and go, can you say this? Can you say this?
I've not been back long enough, but I mean, I'm getting lots of people shout Romford at me in the streets.
Yes. Why the Romford thing?
I don't know why I done it once as a total joke, and then it got out of hand. And it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you just shouted Romford on the show.
If you say Romford, you go, Romford! That's all you do.
Yeah.
But people lost their minds.
But because literally, I've got hundreds of texts here from people just saying Romford.
I thought, what I find mad as well is I've known you a while now, Ian.
Yeah.
Right? We've been mates a while. But you, I've never really noticed your voice before.
Why not?
And now that this show's been on, I've sort of clocked that it's quite distinctive.
Yeah. Thanks.
You've never ever noticed
that? Honestly, we've known each other for a few years now.
Yeah.
And I've never really noticed your voice. And then I've heard it on Love Island, this series, because I've kind of really got into it this series and not really watched it properly before.
Yeah.
I was mad. Everyone's talking about you.
I know. It's stupid. It's so stupid.
It's going to help the comedian tour, though, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, tickets still available for now.
Grab them while they're hot.
It's going to be one of those messages you see on the posters where it's like, added dates because popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, every poster of mine, I've spent ages getting a classy like photo shooting to make my poster look classy. Now it's just got Love Island stickers all over it.
Oh, it's going to happen. How long, do you write all this stuff yourself? How long does that take to write?
Yeah, I write with a guy called Mark, another Scottish guy. And we just go into a little porter cabin about 2 in the afternoon, watch the episode. and just start just writing down funny thoughts, ideas.
But you're out there in Mallorca.
I'm in Mallorca for 7 weeks.
Have you landed that? Because that doesn't need to be the case, does it? You could have done that from the UK.
No, I need to be there, mate. I need to be there, actually. And I need to be in a nice hotel and I need to be treated well. That's how the voiceover works. Yeah. It's 2 hours a day of stringent voiceover. You know how long hard it is to talk for up to three hours a day.
Exhausting.
Yeah. I mean, you guys would know it better than anyone. I think you should go to Mallorca now, actually.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Given that the show's really popular, they might want...
I mean, it's rating really well, I think, maybe. Five-star hotel, Pasha every week.
Have you been hanging out with the Caroline Flack?
I've seen a lot of Flacks. She's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
We went out to the rap party together.
Yeah, I saw her Instagram, which is... I mean, her Instagram is just the dream right now because she's been on holiday for 7 weeks. I mean, working out there for 7 weeks. That's great.
Who have you become friendly with contestant-wise?
This series, no one yet. I ran into Chris, Kem, Amber, Olivia, but I'd had a few too many Ribenas, so I was having like a sugar rush, so I don't really remember speaking to them.
You did a night out with Muggy Mike.
I went out with... No, Muggy Mike came up to me and recognised me, and it was so funny. He went, what, Ian? You're the voice guy. He went, Mike, thought you were going to mug me right off. You're actually quite sand.
Sand.
But he put on his... I only saw this the other day. He put on his Twitter... Weren't you like his wingman or something?
He wants me to be his wingman, I think. Ah. I think I forgot... I man-crushed him pretty hard for the whole series.
Yeah.
I think if he watches... Once he's watched the show back, he'll get some sort of restraining order.
That's a good idea, because he's a good-looking bloke and you can bring the humour. So you both sort of overcompensate for what each other lacks.
Yeah, I can take his casts off.
Ian is not an attractive man.
No, I know.
Cracking tan. Are we on like Facebook Live or anything?
Oh, not at the moment.
What a waste.
There will be a video of Ian Bingo, so when we do that, people will be able to see your cracking tan. So you must have seen like stuff that we didn't see in the villa, right?
Not really.
Oh,
I know, but then what didn't you guys see?
Well, that's the thing, because it must be weird being there, because I guess you can watch... Can you watch it out there?
I can watch... Yeah, we have... it's British pubs galore where we're staying. So, yeah, ITV2 is a popular stay. We managed to get the hotel. But when you watch it for, like, 5 hours making notes, you don't really want to watch it in the evening.
No. No, you've had enough by then.
I've had enough of Kem and Amber doing what they do best.
I mean,
having friendly chats.
The popularity of this show is just insane, isn't it?
I can't believe it. I'm still getting my head around it. Like, I got back yesterday, so I've still not quite... Like I said, bar a few people screaming wrong for that, I mean, I don't really know what's happened.
Okay. Are you going to miss it?
Yeah, massively.
You're going to miss the last few weeks?
Yeah, well, they're like your family by the end.
Yeah.
You just watch them all the time. I've seen more of them than my own family.
Yeah.
Than anyone.
There's always next year.
Next year. You can apply now.
I know, I saw that today. It's like, oh, okay. You can actually apply from now.
You're married,
aren't
you?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not married, but it's...
Done.
No, but I can't.
Chris Stark, if you're listening, exclusive.
I've not got the right look for it, you know? I don't think I'd be the right one.
It wouldn't take long to get you to that stage.
What do you mean? It would take a while, wouldn't it?
A bit in the gym, I think you'd be all good.
Well, we'll
see. I don't think it's your style at all.
No, maybe not. All right, so we're going to play Calvin Harris, and then we're going to get into Inyo de Bingo with Ian Sterling.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Yes. Yeah, here we go then. So Ian Sterling, voice of Love Island, is here today. And a very funny man. You should go and see him on his tour. Joe's just put some tickets. She's very excited.
Oh, cheers, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so first time for Ian on Innuendo Bingo today.
Yep.
What are you? Oh, you've got a kind of fashioned something around your waist there.
I've worn stripey.
Stripey, lovely. Chris, you're wearing a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Obviously. Okay, so loads of water in your mouths, please. Don't be afraid to spray. First, it's one of our favourite clips from earlier in the week, and it's from Caravana of the Year on BBC Two. Now, the contestants on this show, you've missed Caravana of the Year because you've been in Mallorca. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They really get put through their paces in order to decide who's going to be crowned the Caravana of the Year. Although this sounds maybe, I don't know, maybe more like a Love Island challenge than something that they would do on this show.
Right. Well, the clock says 1 hour. 11 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
You have won the record for the slowest erection.
No hands, Ian. If it's going to go, it's going to go over Chris.
Right over my sausage.
1 hour and 11 minutes is seriously slow, though.
I've called as well. I'm really worried that, like...
Oh, no, you are
not. No, I'm joking.
It's all fine.
You have won the record for the slowest erection.
Water, please. Now, we have to go back to this classic clip from Motus TV and their flagship show, Bike World. We visited this on Tuesday. They have the very best presenters in the biking world, including Susie Taylor, who's really, really popular. And here's why.
As I said before, I'm not a particularly gifted off-road rider, which is why we leave that stuff up to Susie, because she loves it up the dirt track.
Susie loves riding off-road, which is why she's on Bike World. Top show.
Susie.
She is good. Water, please. That was a good spray there. OK, we're going over to a classic from Simon Mayo's Drive Time show on BBC Radio 2. We join Simon ahead of Bonfire Night, and he's chatting to his callers about their local firework displays. Wow. Now, I'm not sure what sort of firework display caller John is going to, but I imagine, well, I don't know, maybe he won't have the time to try this while he's there.
Where are the fireworks, John?
At the marina here.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
So, and are you going with anyone special, or are you just going to go down on yourself?
Sorry, I just filled my glass back up.
That was kind of gross.
What happened?
I sort of spat, but it landed almost exclusively in his car.
Oh, lush. There we are. John there at the fireworks display.
Just going to go down on yourself?
Water, please. Ian Sterling is playing Inuit Bingo now. An amazing clip from Emmerdale on ITV. And it looks like Sandy is in one of his grumpy old moods again.
Oh. Right there where you are! I've fingered every last one of you!
I should have brought a change of jeans.
He was slightly, you're under citizen's arrest, wasn't he?
I fingered every last one of you!
Now, the reason...
That'll take him forever.
The reason for Sandy's foul temper, he was raging after finding out that the local youths had trampled all over his wife's flower beds. That's one.
Ah, right.
Water, please. Let's go to Chris Evans' breakfast show on Radio 2. And Chris is reading out an email from listener Stuart. Now, Ian, you're from Edinburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
OK. So you might be able to confirm something for us. Does this actually happen on the ferry to Glasgow? Because if it does, why would you consider driving there? Listen to this.
Morning, Lynn. This is from Stuart Clark. Morning, Stuart.
Morning, Stuart.
He says, I'm sitting in my wagon in Wisbech or Wisbeach, waiting to get loaded onto the ferry so I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
I've done that a couple of times, to be fair.
Yeah? So. OK, cool. Water, please. Next, it's Channel 4's Sunday Brunch. Great fun going on the cooking shows. I might have mentioned it to you, Chris. I went on your favourite Saturday Kitchen a few weeks ago. Mm. You couldn't make it. I'm always a little bit worried about the food I'm given to taste, though, because I'm a fairly fussy eater. Although, I am quite keen on what Simon Rimmer is offering up here.
So that's all on next week's show.
Right,
there we go. Have a dig in on that. So what you get is that lovely penis-y taste. You get the jam underneath.
What's he cooking?
Peanutty. Oh. So, taste of peanuts.
So that's all on next week's show.
Right,
there we go. Have a dig in on that. So what you get is that lovely penis-y taste. You get the jam underneath.
Oh, mm-hmm. Go and dig in on that.
Lovely.
Sounds horrible.
And next, it's Radio 4, and we join star of Winter Watch and Spring Watch, Chris Packham. They have such a way with words on Radio 4, they really can paint just this wonderful picture in your mind's eye. But I've never heard it called this before.
I gasped with joy, and I drew my eyes closer to it to be dazzled. I wiped away the spilled slop of the river, polished the glare, and thrust my fingers into the sparkle jar.
I'm so sorry. Mayo,
I see. That's the name of his autobiography.
It was a good one.
And thrust my fingers into the sparkle jar.
I'm using that next year as a Love Island.
Yeah, actually, yes. You could use a few of these, I think. Finally today, a classic from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4, presented by Evan Davis. Now, the team at the Today show are under such great pressure. like at the beating heart of the day's news agenda. So it's no wonder that their minds, and especially Evans, can wander from time to time.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London. It's 8 o'clock. Clock.
Oops. And that was Ian Sterling in Ian the Bingo. Thanks so much for being on, Ian.
I'm so aware.
You are. But that was a great game today. Thanks, Ian. Scott Mills. I don't know why, but whenever I play that, I always remember that it's Cheryl Cole's favourite song of all time.
Was it?
I read it once in an interview.
That's not right, surely.
Yeah, every time it comes on, I'm like, yeah, Cheryl Cole's favourite. That's Mr. Probs and Waves. Why do I remember that? Useless piece of information.
It's really odd you say that, because what that song reminds me of is one wayward family party at my girlfriend's house.
What?
And I walked into the kitchen, I opened the door of the kitchen, and all her family and extended family, like uncles, her mum, like, they were all dancing to that song. You know where it goes a bit too far at a family party? I remember opening the door, seeing them all dancing, and then just closing the door again and thinking I might pop out for a little bit.
Girlfriend's mum is dancing to Waves by Mr. Probs.
Honestly,
Props.
Glass of white wine in hand. And it was like wave after wave.
They
like
do.
Everyone's going for it.
They do like a party around there, don't they?
They do, yeah. Bless really the Hollands.
Yeah, bless them. It's quite... I've been to a couple of it.
Yeah, you have.
It's quite something. Right, okay. That was Mr. Probs and Waves. I'll tell you what it really reminds me of, that song, Ibiza. Mm. And Danny Howard is coming in a bit later on to talk about Radio 1's Ibiza weekend, which is not this weekend, but next weekend. Loads and loads of stuff happening in the party capital of the world. He's going to come and see us to talk about it later, and he just texted me to say he's got a little present for us.
Nice.
I don't know what that is. Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Bangers is coming up at 2:40. I'm winning at the moment, which means I'm smug. Whose song is going to get picked today? 2:40 this afternoon. Also, I've got music from the 1975, Sigala, and Declan McKenna coming up. Yesterday, we thought we'd worked out who the secret act, who's yet to be revealed yet, for Radio 1's Live Lounge month was. Radio 1 released a visual tease on social media, and it was like a drawing of a living room with loads of different obstacles and things in it. And those clues were supposed to guide you as to who's going to be playing in the Live Lounge this September.
I mean, some of them were quite vague to link to the artists. But one that really stood out for us was the sign on the wall which said Honey.
Yeah. So we thought, well, there's really only one person it can be. Honey G.
Of course. Well, I mean, it's the natural go-to thought there, isn't it?
Yeah, so we did get her on the phone yesterday just to confirm or deny.
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G. When I say honey, you say G. Honey.
G.
Honey.
G.
When I say honey, you say G. Honey.
G.
Honey.
G.
Yes, yes, yo.
Do you think she's not bored of that by now? It's been nearly a year.
It felt like saying that at the end. It's like, come on. Come on.
Now, I promise you we didn't know, but after we spoke to Honey G yesterday, loads of stuff came out about her. Did you see?
I saw.
She's gay?
But
we didn't know that at the time.
We didn't know, and I told you. This is the thing. I feel kind of gutted that we had her on yesterday and she didn't reveal about the pictures and stuff like that were going to come out, because that was quite a shock.
No, I didn't do this, but what
was quite a shock.
What better way to celebrate being gay than to do a nude photo shoot for Dan Wootton? And I just have to have a look at the video. I'd shared it with you last night, didn't I?
I think that's what I found slightly different about it, is just the pictures that accompany an announcement. Like, if you're going to do an announcement, you don't necessarily need to do sort of a nude shoot next to it, do you?
But she has. But we're still not completely nude, because the hat and the glasses are still on.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything else not. But I guess it's a trademark.
It was just funny after we spoke to her yesterday, because, you know, you thought, when we said, what are you up to, she might have mentioned
it. You could have mentioned it. H to the O to the N. I'm gay. But she didn't. Anyway, I guess she had some kind of exclusive going with the Sun.
It must have been that.
One more thing, though. Even on the nude photo shoot, the glasses are still dirty. Mm. I'm fuming.
I know, it really annoys you, that.
Oh, it really annoys me. Right, Declan McKenna was in the Live Lounge today. He did an amazing cover of Miley Cyrus. Malibu. And this, Humongous. To your show, to your broadcast. I'm sure Declan's fans will know, but what is that song about? What is Humongous? What's Humongous?
Mm.
That was Declan McKenna on BBC Radio 1 from the Live Lounge. As I walked past the Live Lounge, I saw all the words for Malibu, Miley Cyrus, printed out on a lectern. Obviously, he was using those for his cover today. Literally the smallest type in the world, the smallest font. I'm like, how can you read that? Really good Live Lounge, though. Thank you, Declan McKenna, for that. So is that what the G stands for in Honey G?
I don't know. A lot of people are speculating. There's so many messages coming in.
There's so much mystery around her still, isn't there?
There is.
Do you think she's real now?
As in a real...
A real... Like, is it an act?
Well, I think so. It must be, because if, you know, to do quite an exposing interview like that, you would think then she's trying to show her real self.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I'm quite fascinated by her.
I still believe, and I think a lot of people did that at some point. The Honey G thing was just going to be like, oh, I got you, sort of thing. But
I'm an actress. But no.
No, not from what I've seen.
Honey Gay, that's what it could be for.
Yeah, we've always wondered what the G stood for. Wouldn't rule it out.
No. Okay, coming up, Danny Howard is going to be here. He is basically running Ibiza, him, Annie Mac, Pete Tong, the whole Radio 1 dance family. We'll get him in to talk about the full lineup, because it's next weekend. And he's got a little surprise for us. I don't like it when people bring surprises. What's that?
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's do this.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Ash.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I'm good. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm just driving my van about to deliver a hospital bed.
Okay, good. What's your nickname? You've got a weird nickname.
Yeah, my uncle decided he'd start calling me Bangers.
Oh, well, this is just perfect then, isn't it?
You're made for this. I ask, why are you called Bangers?
Because he decided Bangers and Mash with Ash, and he,
Oh, it's like a Cockney rhyming slang thing.
But he's been in Scarborough, so not Cockney.
Got you. Yeah. And have you tried to get on Bangers lots before?
A couple of times.
Okay.
Because your nickname is Bangers.
Because you're Bangers, yeah. You should be doing this. And who do you normally go for?
I do normally go for Chris. Yeah. I've got to be fair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
Well, let's see if that changes today. I've got this. It's my right to be hellish. I still get jealous. You're too sexy, beautiful. It's a bop.
It is a bop.
Jealous, Nick Jonas. Kind of a bit of a sexy banger from me today, thanks.
Yeah, it's sort of, I don't know, you kind of move in a bit of a naughty way to this one. And the faces you're pulling at me right now, not nice.
Doing Heim face.
You are doing Heim. Have we discussed Heim face?
I don't think we have.
One of the members of Heim, the faces she pulls when she's performing, it's incredible.
Esty, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Amazing. Look her up. Amazing faces.
Yeah, incredible faces. All right, Ash, you can have that. You can have my choice today, which is this.
She doesn't do that face all the time, just when she's performing.
It's the kind of face I do to this song, though, because this is a tune. It's Paramore, Brick by Boring Brick.
Right.
You like any of them bangers?
Yeah, I think the both. Average.
Okay.
No, I think we're going to go for Paramore.
Okay.
Nice one.
Thought you were.
2-2.
Some people say we need to pull our fingers out today.
Good bangers, in my opinion. Good bangers.
I thought they were all right.
I like when they're different like that. Yeah. You know, real choice.
That is a good Paramore song. Well done. Mm. Brick by Boring Brick on BBC Radio 1.
That means it's 2-2, which means it all comes down to tomorrow. We like these situations where it comes down to a Friday.
That's right. More bangers tomorrow at 2:40. Danny Howard is going to tell us about Ibiza. Radio 1's Ibiza weekend is next weekend. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
What are you saying?
I am obsessed with the Heim face.
Yes. Oh, we were just talking about it. Have you not seen it before?
No, I haven't. And I was just sat at my computer at work. And I thought, I'll Google it, and it is absolutely life itself.
This is Esty from Heim. When she's performing, she really gets into it. How would you describe the face?
It's sort
incredible.
Of open.
Incredible. Just, it's so unique. Like, every single picture is just so different.
Yeah.
It's kind of over the top.
A lot of the time, it's like open mouth and sort of tongue out.
And rolled back eyes.
I'm doing it now. Snarly as well, like really teethy.
Oh, I'd like to know what the sounds are that were going along with it, because you can only really see the visuals of it, can't you?
Really getting into it. If you're bored at work this afternoon, then have a look, because, yeah, it's quite something. Once you've discovered it, you can't stop watching. Thanks, Jen. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Scott
Mills. Macca in Swindon says Esty from Heim has a face for every single bass note she plays. Every single note has its own face. That's amazing. Good knowledge. BBC Radio 1. Hello, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott Mills. How are you doing?
I'm good. Do you feel ready for Radio 1's Ibiza weekend?
Yeah, very ready. I can't believe it's here already. I mean, we've been excited about it since... In fact, January's the time where everyone's got over Christmas and New Year. Then your mates start inboxing you going, do you want the dates off for Road on the Beefy? I'm like, I'm not even recovered from my hangover from New Year's Eve yet. And you're asking me this.
Cool. Yeah. True. And what I do to Annie Mac, well, I've not done it for a while, but I used to really take advantage. So I'd be like, can I have me plus 15?
Yeah.
And she'd always sort it.
You're
as
that
well.
Person. Well, I can't sort a club in Ibiza. Anyway, you're going to be out there.
Yeah. Yes, we're all going to be out there, the whole Radio 1 family. Myself, Annie, B, Traits, Pete, Mr. Jam. Toddler T's there, DJ Target. I mean,
it's
the
not
whole
the
gap.
Whole Radio 1 family. No. It's the late night family.
Sorry, the dance
it's
family. The,
yeah,
the dance
it's
family.
It's a specific part of the family.
No, you sound annoyed.
Well, no, I just don't speak for all of us. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of us aren't going.
Chris has never been before. So, lineup-wise, what are we expecting next weekend? Not this weekend, next weekend.
So, on the Friday night, Annie and Pete coming from the brand new High Nightclub alongside Eric Prydz, Kolsch, Maya Jane Coles, Melee, Ways and Odyssey, and the Radio 1 Dance Family, as mentioned. Then on Saturday, Claptone, Disciples, Duke Dumont, Icarus, Riton, TCTS, Gorgon City. I mean, it's just massive. All these massive names. And then on the Sunday, awesome Cafe Mambo, Georgia Smith, Jesse Ware, Black Coffee, Benji B. And we've been teasing that we're going to be having some special guests because we can't announce everyone. We can't, you know, first round just like, okay, here's the full lineup. We need to keep people, you know, hanging on a thread.
Right, so there are some surprises.
There are some surprises, yeah. And that's part of the reason I've come in today, actually, to make an exclusive...
Are we all going?
Rather large announcement. Well, Radio 1 design team, get yourselves ready because you've got a name to add. And he goes by the name of Chris Stark. Oh, yes.
What do you mean?
Am I in what sense?
I mean...
On the lineup.
Do you remember years ago in Southampton, I was in one room, you were in the other?
Yeah.
I thought that was a good dynamic. Yeah.
This was ages ago. So this was when we were in like Oceania, Southampton. You were playing the main room.
Yeah.
I turned up expecting to be in that main room as well. And I was ushered to the disco room.
It had a flashing dance floor.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. And I said last time I was on the show that... I'd try and sort something out for you.
Mm.
And I've sorted it.
So you're taking me there. This is...
You are there.
Are you saying?
So, hi. On the Friday night, Annie Mac and Pete Tong are doing their shows and we're all going to be there, including you, doing a set.
I'm going to Ibiza.
What?
Well, I've been trying to blag coming along to this Ibiza weekend anyway. So are you saying I'm 100% going to Ibiza?
I've had a few words and it's 100% confirmed if you do accept. Of course.
Well, of course I accept. Mills, are you in on this?
Am I in on it?
Is Scott coming?
You've been so many times.
Scott's not coming.
Come on, you've been a lot.
I'm going to Ibiza and you're not.
It wasn't my decision.
I had to say it like that, you.
Sorry, and going back slightly, just to clarify what I'm doing, am I involved in the Radio 1 weekend? Shut up. Right, now you've been rude, actually.
You can hold your own.
It's not a young farmer's gig.
Oh,
yeah, can't just play steps.
Yeah, I don't play steps anyway.
Chelsea Dagger, leave that home.
Okay, I'm just a bit annoyed, sorry.
So
I'll shut up.
Hang on a minute. Let's park that issue there
sorry,
for a second.
Sorry, Scott. I feel bad now.
It's all good.
So am I DJing on the night?
So the Friday night, the 4th of August, check your diary.
Free.
Okay, Eric Prydz, Kolsch, Melee, Mr. Jam, Pete Tong... Annie Mac, Chris Stark.
Yes.
Get out.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. And this is honestly not one of your jokes that you two have decided to pipe up together. And actually, I'm going to the Isle of Wight.
I mean, you've been to some extreme festivals, Chris, this year to do your documentaries for the BBC iPlayer, but you will not have been to anything like this.
No.
It's amazing.
It is incredible.
And I'm really jealous. And you're very lucky.
And, okay.
Do you want some more details?
Yes.
So in the main room... You know, Eric Prydz and Kolsch. And then there's another room, which is like any other main room. But, you know, it's an amazing, amazing venue. And then there's a third room, which I thought would be perfect for you.
Oh, so I'm in the third room.
No, but that's not taking anything away from it. This room, I've seen pictures and videos. I've not actually been to the venue myself yet, but pictures and videos, this room looks like it goes off.
You a gig in Ibiza. You're complaining, oh, I'm in the third room.
Not complaining at all. I'll happily take that. It just feels like a massive step up. Do you know what I mean? I do, like...
You think?
Yeah, DJ a lot of student nights, and like, I've not done Ibiza yet.
The room is called The Wild Corner.
Oh, perfect. Which is why The Wild Corner. You? Everyone wants to play The Wild Corner.
And there's one other detail. It's called The Wild Corner. It is very much a DJ setup, but it also doubles up as The Lose.
It's The Loos as well. I'm playing in The Loos.
You're playing in The Loos, but it's...
Mate.
It's not... No, no. This is a new concept that the club have tried out, and it's DJ set up first, and then you can also go for...
So I'm a toilet attendant.
He's playing the toilets.
You're not a toilet attendant. Mate, he is playing
listen,
the toilets.
Listen, but... you're only being bitter here. I'm playing the toilets, but I'm playing the toilets in Ibiza.
Will he have some chupa chups as well?
No spray, no lay. Oh, my God. If this is real and this isn't a sort of a joke on me here, I'm looking at everyone around here, this could be one of the greatest moments of my life.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
Even if it's
I've never
toilet.
Been to Ibiza.
Doesn't matter, it's a toilet in Ibiza.
I'll take that.
No need to be happy for him, Scott. Come on.
Yeah.
Be a true friend.
Really happy. You two have a great time. Who's the snake now?
Ah, you're just being bitter. Come on.
Here's an Ibiza banger, Tom Craft. So you're literally going to be on the ones and twos.
This is nuts. This is clever. See what you've done there? Mate, I'll take the toilets. I'll happily do the toilets.
This person, Ryan in Doncaster, says, Chris, this is such a privilege. It's the best room in the club. I came back from Ibiza 2 weeks ago. I went to High twice. This is the new club. Spent most of the time in the Wild Corner. It's the best room in there. Wish I could come back to see your set.
What is it I should be sort of dropping in there? Is it big ones? Or like, I don't really know how it kind of works with the toilets. What kind of songs?
I just can't work out like where the what toilets are in the room. Is it a separate bit or is it like open plan or what?
I don't know.
Is it open plan? No, it can't be.
What do you mean it's open plan?
Well, so people can see everything. Can they? Well, so he's DJing and he can see what... Oh,
this is... It gets better and better. Not like that. I just mean it's
a different concept.
No, it sounds novel. It sounds very modern. It sounds like a very good way. If you're going to go to Ibiza, everyone wants to play the toilets in Ibiza, Scott.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, and it's Tune of the Week time. We've had a different fact about this Brighton band every single day this week. Today I'm out. So if anyone knows anything about the band, then let me know on 81199.
That's really disappointing, because yesterday you had a great story from one of the band's band members' dads.
Yeah, about how his first drum kit was actually his mum.
Yeah, still a bit weird, that. Actually, we sort of glossed over that, actually,
bit weird.
Yesterday.
Think about it, because, like, what's he hitting with there? It's just like, it must be, like, soft
drumsticks. Spoons or something?
Well, no, that would still hurt. If you hit your mum with a spoon, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, fair point.
I didn't know the details, anyway, but thanks, Paul, the dad, for sending that in.
It'd be good to know more facts about them. So yeah. I don't know who we want to hear from here. Family members, exes, whatever.
They called me a tasty biscuit on Twitter yesterday. Is that a good thing? I'll take it as a good thing. This is Fickle Friends and Glue. Any info, let me know. I'm running out. Cool yourself down. I think I'm getting stuck. Sounded so good this week, Fickle Friends and Glue. Hello, Leslie, who says, next week's going to be rubbish when you're not playing Fickle Friends every day. I love them. Someone says the band used to be called The Hamsters. I can't confirm that. BBC Radio 1. If so, that's a terrible band name. Scott Mills here. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. You've been on the show before, haven't you?
I have, yes.
What was that about?
I cried on a second date.
Oh, yes. Well, I remember you now. What, didn't you give her a nickname, Chris?
Yeah, the town crier or the village crier. I can't remember. One of the two.
Oh, thanks.
Where were you when you cried?
In the middle of a bar.
Right, yeah.
A really busy bar.
Okay, what were you drinking, please?
Gin and tonic.
Oh, see, makes you sad.
But it's not really ideal second date behaviour, is it?
No, just cried on him.
No.
It's tricky, that. And then you were hoping for a third date, if I remember right.
I was, yeah.
But you had just cried. So did that go any further?
No. He just said that because he lived in Aberdeen and I lived in Glasgow, that it was purely the distance, nothing to do with my panda eyes.
Well, that's a shame it didn't work out, but you've got some new news for us, haven't you?
I do. I started a new job and dating somebody new as well.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Someone at work?
Yes, he works in the same team as me, literally a few feet away from my desk.
Oh, that's a red flag for me right there.
Why?
Well, because I can see how it can happen, but as soon as you start dating work colleagues, it can get tricky.
I know, that's what I'm scared about. If it doesn't work out,
right.
Yeah, totally. It be awkward at work?
Yeah.
It will be.
When did you notice him at first?
Oh, it was day one. My boss was showing me around, doing the sort of company introductions, and I spotted him and just thought, oh my goodness, you are carved from the gods.
Oh, wow.
He's beautiful.
And where's he working? Is he in accounts or something? Like what?
He's an engineer. So a hot job, isn't it?
Really hot job.
And what's your job?
I'm a document controller, so I'm basically a glorified admin girl.
Have you asked him out?
He asked me out.
Oh, awesome. How many dates have you been on?
We've been on two, and I haven't cried.
Oh, this is great news.
I know, and there's been gin, so I'm quite proud.
Oh, you're doing well, babes.
Okay, but the important bit here, Scott, is the discussion around dating people at work. Because give us your experiences of it, Scott. Would you say it's a good thing or not?
Oh, crap. Don't do it. No, I don't mean that. There are always exceptions to the rule.
But it can be so awkward afterwards, though, can't it, Scott? Yeah. Personal experiences of yours that you'd
not
share
gonna,
or
no,
not?
No, I don't want to. Just, no. It's just really awkward.
But then that said, it sounds to me you're going through the full dating routine, which would suggest that you're not just seeing each other, you see a future in this, potentially.
Yeah, he's even away to Ibiza tomorrow, and he's told me that when he comes back, we're going to go out again.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, hang on, that's another red flag
this
for me
is
right
classic.
There.
Classic.
Do you get the impression he's delayed the third date until after he's back from Ibiza?
I hope not. I hope not. I only saw him yesterday.
Why didn't he invite you to Ibiza?
It's a stag do.
Oh, right. Okay.
Red flag.
Yeah,
also,
no girls allowed.
A bit soon, after date two, I'll come to Ibiza.
Yeah, holidays for a third date. I mean, you've either got to be a baller or...
Weird.
Or weird.
Yeah. Lindsay, do the bosses know that you're going out? Or are you going out or are you just dating?
Just dating.
Okay.
Well, one of the bosses knows. I don't know how he knows, but he made a reference to a date I went on and nobody else knows about it apart from me and him.
Okay. So.
That's interesting. I'm never sure if you're allowed to date colleagues as well. Is that actually...
I think it's fine. A lot of people
No, but
do
a
it.
Lot of workplaces is like not allowed.
What about Eamon and Ruth?
Good point. Well made.
Well, he seemed to be fine about it, but he's not told anybody else, so I'm glad it's not a hot topic of discussion as yet.
Try dating someone from a rival radio station. That's hard.
That's definitely not allowed.
Well...
That's a niche thing there, Scott. I don't know how many people listening have tried that. No, I'm interested in the whole dating at work, though. Like, because you've got to keep it secret, really, from everyone.
I didn't really want anyone to know about it until I knew if it was going to really go somewhere or not. Because you don't want people to be like, oh, they used to date. They don't anymore.
Have you done that thing, which everyone who has gone out with someone at work has done, where you've actually arrived together but pretended that you haven't and staggered your walk into the office by just a couple of minutes?
Thankfully not yet, right. But it is only the second date.
True. Well, listen, I hope it works out for you. People will now obviously send in their horror stories about going out with someone at work, but don't listen to them, Lindsay.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, there are some proper awkward stories coming in because it's really weird when you still have to work with them after you've split up. Have you ever dated someone at work?
Have you?
Well, I asked first, so...
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Surely you remember?
Loads of people have been on, though, saying about their stories. This is a bad one.
I dated
someone I work with.
So well swerved.
He cheated on me with someone else we work with.
Oh, rubbish.
Tell everyone, right, if we're going to do this then, tell everyone your story about, go on.
About what?
About someone that you may have dated at work. Oh, sorry, you haven't dated anyone at work.
No, I haven't.
No?
You haven't.
Well, you're not going to tell them, you're not going to share that story. You know the one I'm thinking of. You know what happened. You got the power.
BBC. Radio 1.
That'll never be on.
Scott Mills.
That's Little Mix and Power on Radio 1. This person says, Scott, there are loads and loads of couples in my work because I'm a paramedic. 12 hours in an ambulance is a long time with someone, and then you get to know them better.
Scott Mills.
After Sun Summer Mix is coming up. It's the kind of mix you'd listen to after maybe a day by the pool, getting ready to go and see a DJ play in the toilets in Ibiza.
Yeah. Okay, I see where you're going with this. Me?
Yeah. That's happening.
Buzzing off that, by the way.
Danny Howard came in earlier. Chris has never been to Ibiza before. He's going to play in some toilets at Radio 1's Ibiza weekend next weekend.
One. Next weekend, we return to the party capital of the world.
Can't wait!
Bébete Radio 1 en Ibiza.
Are we doing Ibiza?
It all begins on Friday, the 4th of August, when I will be live from the new High Nightclub.
With Eric Prince,
Tiga,
Pete Tong,
Kulch,
Beatrice,
and more.
Then on Saturday and Sunday night, we're taking over Cafe Mambo.
And Chris Starr.
With more in the toilets. Including Disciples, Jessie Ware, and some very special guests.
Chris Starr.
See the toilets at the Radio 1 website.
You need to get yourself added on that, mate. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.